This is the NOAA weather.
KO4HKX, W4DJW. Good morning, Patrick.
How are you? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing good. I just jumped in here to... I was drinking my coffee and I was going to look up the 5:30 chat this morning. There was nobody here. What happened?
Well, Andrew's off this week and it's Friday for me, so I don't always get up that early. And so Ken was left out there by himself.
Okay, yeah. I guess that happens. but it was kind of strange, though. That's first time in a long time on a weekday that there was nobody around at 5:30 in the morning. I had to wonder if the repeater was still working.
That sometimes you wonder, right? It was just me for a little while Wednesday, and then Eric, W2JKT, he came in on his way to work, and that was it Wednesday morning.
How's he like his electric car? Is it working out for him okay?
Love it so far. He's had a few little issues with it, but nothing major.
Well, that's good to hear. I've done the return on investment on that several times on the electric cars, and it's never come back to be profitable yet. But that's not the only reason to go to electrics to be profitable. That's to have the experience of the new technology is another reason. But I can't justify that reason.
Return on investment, you're way past the life expectancy of the car to get your money back, and it's unfeasible to do it the way they're doing it right now.
Unless you got more money than you know what to do with. And then it's just enjoy the new technology, right?
Right, but unfortunately that's not the masses, that's the few. I think we'd be much better served with a hybrid, with a smaller, more efficient engine that you ran at a constant speed. And you could tune it to the max at that point, and you could do much better off, like a locomotive setup where you got an engine running electric motors.
Well, even the technology that's existing today, the Toyota's hybrid, Amy likes that a lot. She gets really, really good gas mileage because she's easy on the gas pedal. And if you're easy on the gas pedal, you can stretch it out a long way. I don't think she buys gas maybe a dozen times a year, and that's about it.
There's a little Honda hybrid, and he really likes it, and he likes to rub in that he only buys gas every couple of weeks.
I remember when I was going back and forth to Charlotte, it was the peak of the price of gas, and every other day I filled my tank up. I was paying $80 every other day to go back and forth to work. Ouch. It was worth it, but it was a pain.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I know what I spent in diesel fuel last year. And when I say I spent in diesel fuel, that's across all vehicles, because the business pays for all of it, because all the vehicles get you end up using for business use at some point, making deliveries and just odds and ends. But it was $25,000 last year.
That's got to hurt. That takes a bite out of that. Was your day a profitable day? That takes a big chunk of that out. But if in the end it's worth it, then, that's the price of doing business for the business that you're into. But it sure would be a lot better if you didn't have that expense, right?
Well, that's an expense you can't really control is the big thing about it. It's not like, a truck payment or, those kinds of things. You can't control that one. It's going to constantly change.
Yep. That's the risk that we take in the life that we choose. Each one has different varying levels of risk, but nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? And I'm sure you would agree that it beats turning wrenches, huh?
Or you can't, and you go do something else. I mean, it's that simple. You either do or you don't.
24DJW. You haven't been out. You're still at home this morning, right?
Oh, I'm out mobile right now. I'm heading to meet my son to have breakfast with him.
When does the rain set in?
Last night, and the rain is not supposed to set in till up here until tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I know I try to take a few pictures a day at 400 feet up and then stitch them all together and make a really big panorama. And I use those as the backdrop for my computer, and it like cycles through them every 6 hours. And it's been sticks and twigs all winter long, and now everything's green. And boy, it sure is beautiful.
That color inside, right?
It helps a lot. You know, it helps you keep a good attitude. I know the eye doctor, one of the eye doctors that I went to see a long time ago, said, you need to get up, walk away from the computer, go over to the window and look outside and just look around outside for 10 minutes, you know, like 3 or 4 times a day. That when you're looking at a computer screen, your muscles in your eyes are strained really, really hard because they're looking at so much data in such a close proximity. And the way to relax those muscles inside your eyeball is to look at something a long, long way away, and then they just relax. And she said, and that'll help with the strain that's on your eyes, because I was getting to where I saw like a pink to purple ring or outline around everything I was looking at, and that's what she told me I needed to do, and that's what I did. And it really does help. So I kind of bring that indoors by putting that on my desktop. It's kind of nice to just take a break and look a long way away every now and then.
That, it does help. And I can tell with my business, on gloomy days, I know my business is going to be down. People's attitudes and moods are just different, and you can tell it. I mean, you can really tell if you sit and watch that thing. When it's nice and sunny out like it's been this week, most everybody's in a good mood. They're happy. You know, they're joking, cutting up, and, you know, and business is good. But when it's raining, you might as well not even show up most of the time.
It would be good to keep a log of that. Sales as compared to weather. Whether do sales loss or whatever you call that. Anyway, I just got the 10-minute warning. I got to go down there and prepare coffee for travel for Amy to go to work. She's got to go in early today. Usually she doesn't leave till an hour and a half from now. But today's an early day, so I got to let you go. Anyway, good talking to you. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the beautiful weather before the rain sets in. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
73, Dave, and good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.